John, thanks very much for spending a couple of minutes with us here today. You've had two tough games against Oxford City, but at least you're victorious today.
Yeah, they were tough. You know, we knew they were going to be tough. We'd almost done the hard work in the first time, you know, got ourselves into a 2-goal lead, but unfortunately, you know, we sort of threw that away. So we knew what they were about when we come here tonight. We knew it was going to be tough, and it proved to be that. But, you know, like you said, we're through to the next round, which is the most important thing. And hopefully we can look forward to the next round now at Dover and hopefully do well in that game.
You had to recover from a very early setback, didn't you, as well?
Yeah, it wasn't an ideal start. We knew it was going to be a tight game, and that doesn't help. You know, going 1-0 down so early on, it changes the game a little bit. We didn't have to go and chase it, you know, a little bit more. But in the end, we got there. You know, the sending off was a turning point, but I don't think you can have any arguments. Josh Payne, you know, great quality from the set piece. And, yeah, we managed to get through in the end, which, like I said, is the most important thing tonight.
You mentioned Josh Payne's free kick, but obviously your goal as well. Terrific strike.
Yeah, it was a special one. You know, it was a good strike. I'm looking forward to going and watching it on the highlights, that's for sure. And it was an important time for us tonight. We needed something like that. We needed a little bit of magic, something special, because... You know, it's frustrating even in their goalkeepers playing quite well. They were quite solid at the back. So, yeah, it was a very good goal, and it was made more special by the importance of it as well.
Through to the next round now, John. Dover here in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, we've not hidden the fact this is a big competition for us this year. We want to do well. You know, we've got a lot of players in the changing room and management staff and people at the club. We want to go to Wembley. You know, it's an aspiration for everyone. And it was important we got through tonight, because if we didn't, we'd have all been very gutted. But, yeah, we look forward to Dover. In the meantime, you know, we've got some tough games in the league, so we're still competitive in the league. We're not taking our eye off that at all. So we need to go to training this week, work on a few things, and set our sights on Bristol Rovers this Saturday.
I was going to mention that as well. It's going to be a real tough nut to crack, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Of course it is. They're flying at the minute. I think since the first sort of 10 games of the season, they've probably been the informed side along with Barnett. But we got nothing to fear. You know, on our day in this league, we can beat anyone. We've shown that in the past. We'll be confident. You know, we'll go and show lots of energy and work hard for each other, and hopefully we can get a positive result.
It helps as well, John. Also, now you've got a big run of home matches coming up as well.
Yeah, it does. It does. Obviously, the fans have been great here, and we've been going through a little bit of a tough patch lately. But it's important that we all stick together, and you know, they'll keep coming down in their numbers. It'll be a very good atmosphere Saturday, I'm sure. Bristol Rovers will bring a few fans. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.